by anyone's standard, Penn's letter to the Indians remains an extraordinary statement of brotherhood.
My friends, there is one great God and power that hath made the world and all things therein, to whom you and I and all people owe their being and well-being, and to whom you and I must one day give an account for all that we do in the world. This great God hath written his law in our hearts, by which we are taught and commanded to love and help and do good to one another, and not do harm and mischief to one another. Now this great God hath been pleased to make me concerned in your parts of the world, and the king of the country where I live hath given unto me a great province. But I desire to enjoy it with your love and consent, that we may always live together as neighbors and friends. Else what would the great God say to us, who hath made us not to devour and destroy one another, but to live soberly and kindly together in the world? Now I would have you well observe that I am very sensible of the unkindness and injustice that hath been too much exercised toward you by the people of these parts of the world, who sought themselves, and to make great advantages by you, rather than be examples of justice and goodness unto you, which I hear hath been a matter of trouble to you, and caused great grudgings and animosities, sometimes to the shedding of blood, which hath made the great God angry. But I am not such a man as is well known in my own country. I have great love and regard toward you, and I desire to win and gain your love and friendship by a kind, just, and peaceable life. And the people I send are of the same mind, and shall in all things behave themselves accordingly. And if in anything any shall offend you or your people, you shall have a full and speedy satisfaction for the same by an equal number of just men on both sides, that by no means you may have just occasion of being offended against them. I shall shortly come to you myself, at which time we may more largely and freely confer and discourse of these matters. In the meantime, I have sent my commissioners to treat with you about land and a firm league of peace. Let me desire you to be kind to them and the people, and receive these presents and tokens which I have sent to you as a testimony of my good will to you, and my resolution to live justly, peaceably, and friendly with you. I am your loving friend, William Penn.
Certainly Penn's resolve to bring justice to the new world was strengthened by memories of how he himself endured persecution in the trial courts of England. Foreshadowing a Quaker theme still urgent today, Penn stood for better prison conditions in his own colony. Again, historian Edwin Bronner.
He made provision in this new colony for the treatment of offenders in a far different way from what was customary in those days. In the first place, at a time when there were literally dozens of capital crimes, a person could be executed for petty theft. He provided for the death penalty only for high treason and deliberate first-degree murder. And then he provided for the training of those who were to be jailed instead of executed, the kind of vocational training which would prepare them for a useful life when they were eventually released. He was made the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, but he made it very clear that he wasn't going to have any army. He wasn't going to have any military force. He did, on the other hand, provide for peace officers, a sheriff, and constables to maintain the peace